Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the basics of Christianity was recorded at our 2009 South Africa Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Satan will devour you because you are standing in your flesh. And this is where most Christians live, is, oh God, I'm trying to be holy. Oh God, I'm doing this. Now God, I've prayed. Now will you heal me? God, I'm studying the Word. Now will you heal me? I promise you, I'll go to church. I'll start paying my tithes if you'll give me this miracle. All of those things are outside of Christ. And Satan will devour you and Satan will beat you. Man, I hope you understand that. That's a tremendous picture. And that's the way that it is. You've got to stay in Christ. You've got to base your whole life on who you are in the Spirit and not based on yourself. So does this mean that you never study the Word again? No, if you don't study the Word, you won't know who you are in Christ. You've got to study the Word, not so that God will be impressed with you and give you a blessing because look how holy you've been. No, you'd study the Word so you can find out who you are. Reading the Bible doesn't change God's attitude towards you, but it'll change your attitude towards God. You read the Bible for you. You go to church not because God is keeping church attendance. And if you come for 3 weeks in a row, you get a star, and you get so many stars you can cash them in for one answered prayer. That's kind of the attitude that most people have. But that's not the way that God does. If you never go to church again, God loves you exactly the same. And because you're a new born again Christian, He looks at you and He sees you perfect. He's not impressed with how much you go to church. But if you don't go to church, you're stupid. Because you aren't going to hear the Word of God taught sitting at home listening to something on television, things like that. You need to go to church. You need to be around people who are preaching the gospel and preaching the truth. You need the fellowship of believers. If you don't go to church, you're stupid. But God loves you, stupid, is what I'm trying to say. God looks at you in the Spirit and you're still just as righteous, but you're brain dead. You don't know the truth. And you shall know the truth and the truth will set you free. So you go to church not to impress God, but so you can be impressed with how much God loves you. You read the Bible so that you can understand these things. You pray so that you can fellowship with God. God doesn't keep record of your prayers and reward you on how many hours you spend in prayer. I don't know if you're listening good or not. But I'm saying things that are just turning the whole Christian experience on it upside down for most people. Most people are doing all of these things trying to get God's blessings instead of studying the Word and going to church and praying in order to renew their mind and help them understand what they already have. There's a huge difference. Huge difference. Your sins have all been forgiven. Let me give you some scriptures that'll make this real clear over in Hebrews chapter 9. I wish I had time to share the whole book of Hebrews. This is one of the most powerful books in the Bible, and it was written for the purpose of getting people out of the Old Testament way of doing things into the New Covenant. And most Christians today, most churches today, are still living under an Old Covenant mentality. And the whole book is about this. In the 9th chapter specifically, it is making the point that the Old Testament, every time you sinned, you had to have a sacrifice to atone for that sin. And every time you sinned, you had to offer a new sacrifice. It's talking about how the priest offered these sacrifices over and over. There was two sacrifices every day. And then there was one sacrifice once a year that covered all of the sins that people failed to confess, or even the ones that they didn't know that they had committed. And then every time you committed an individual sin, you had to bring additional sacrifices for that. There was just constant shedding of blood. In the temple, they were sacrificing animals all day long for the forgiveness of sins. And so he's contrasting the way it was done under the Old Covenant with the way it's done under the New Covenant. And let me break right into the middle of what he's saying here. But in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 12, It says, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. I don't know if you're listening, but that's radically different. That's radically different than what the church is teaching. This says he entered in one time, once, one time only, and obtained eternal redemption. The word redemption, according to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, Colossians chapter 1, verse 14, it says redemption. That is the forgiveness of our sins. Redemption is talking about the forgiveness of your sins. He obtained eternal forgiveness of sins for you. Not just forgiveness of sins until the next time you sin, but eternal redemption. As a whole, the church only believes in momentary redemption. Temporary redemption until the next time you sin, and then that sin's got to be redeemed and forgiven. But the scripture here is saying that he's forgiven all of our sins, even the ones you haven't committed yet. He forgave all of your sins, not just the sins up until the time you got born again, and then every time you sin, that's a new infraction or transgression against God, and you've got to get that under the blood. I'm sure many of you have heard that terminology. You better put that sin under the blood. You better get that sin confessed. You got to get the blood reapplied to you. It says Jesus entered in once and obtained eternal redemption. You know, I can just feel some people saying, this is not what I've been taught. This is not right. Well, what do you do with what the Bible says? You know, I was painting a house for a woman one time, and I was witnessing to this woman. Turned out she was a Baptist. And I was telling her about what God had done in my life, and she said, why did you leave the Baptist church? We need young guys like you in the Baptist church. Why did you leave? And I said, well, I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and they asked me to leave. And she says, are you talking about speaking in tongues? And I said, well, that's not all that there was, but that was part of it. And she said, oh, they'd asked you to leave my Baptist church too. And I said, well, why could you say that? And I turned over to 1 Corinthians 14, I believe it's verse 39, and it says, forbid not to speak in tongues. I said, how could you forbid speaking in tongues when the Bible just clearly says, forbid not to speak in tongues? And this woman looked at me, and in all sincerity, she says, there's lots of things in the Bible that we don't believe. And when she said that, it's just like, how do you reason with the person? You know, I'm sharing with you from Scripture. Jesus entered in once into the holy place and obtained eternal redemption. If you have a problem with that, you have a problem with the Bible. This is what the Bible says. And yet a lot of people don't let the Bible get in the way of what they believe. This is what I've always been taught. I've always believed this. My parents believe this. My grandparents believe this. Who cares? Romans chapter 3 verse 4 says, let God be true and every man a liar. What does God's word say? Is your faith based on God and what he has to say, or is it based on tradition? Mark chapter 7 verse 13 says, you make the word of God of no effect through your tradition and doctrines of men. This is why the word isn't impact. You know, I believe that people in this area haven't rejected the word. What they've rejected is religion. They're tired of religion. They're tired of being condemned, and they're tired of being told things that don't work. But when people hear the truth, people respond to the truth. I've had people that never even go to church that hear me and they say, you know what, I recognize truth when I hear it. And they begin to respond. There's a lot of people that have not rejected God, they've rejected religion. You go to telling them what the Word says and you'll begin to start seeing different results. And the Word says that Jesus entered in one time and obtained eternal redemption. That means all of your sins are forgiven, even the ones you haven't committed yet. Somebody says, now how could God forgive a sin before I commit it? You better hope he can forgive a sin before you commit it, because he only died one time 2,000 years ago before you were born and before you ever committed sin. If God can't forgive a sin before you commit it, then you can't be forgiven. Jesus isn't dying today. He died 2,000 years ago and only entered in one time into the holy place. That was 2,000 years ago. Your sins were forgiven before you ever committed them. Here's a news flash. This will shock some of you. But it says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 2, that Jesus is the propitiation. That means the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Did you know, according to Scripture, all sin has already been forgiven? Even those who aren't born again have their sins forgiven. God is not mad at people because of their sin. And I can feel many of you just bristling right now and saying, this is the devil that's saying this. How could you dare say that? I'm not saying that everybody's saved, because you have to accept that forgiveness. It says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, for by grace are you saved through faith. Grace is what God does for us. Through grace, he has paid for all of our sins. Even the unbelievers, even non-Christians, have had their sins paid for. Jesus took their sins into his own body on the tree, and he died for the sins of the whole world, not just the ones who were going to believe on him, but even unbelievers have had their sins paid for. Hitler's sins were paid for. He didn't go to hell for killing 6 million Jews and starting a world war and all of the terrible things and the adultery and the ungodliness. That's not what sent him to hell. The only thing that sends people to hell is the sin of rejecting Jesus, who paid for their sins.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the almost too good to be true news of the gospel. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 South Africa Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM238 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the second teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to thank those of you who are partners with this ministry. You know, it's your giving that has enabled us to reach 2.2 billion people on this earth. But there are more that we can reach. There's so much more that we can do. We want multiple broadcasts. We want to be able to just saturate the airwaves so that people can't avoid this truth. And it just takes a lot of money. We are about halfway there to our goal of just making this, putting it in the face of people so that they have to confront these truths. I'd like to ask you to pray about becoming a monthly partner with us. That's how God supplies our needs, is through our partners. And if you would call, we would love to share with you and have you become a monthly partner with us. So